It's often extremely difficult for an alcoholic to admit that they're an addict and that they need help. Most people who have an issue with alcohol will deny the problem and continue on a downward spiral until perhaps it's too late to hold on to the relationships with their loved ones. We'll be helping a husband who has recognized he has a serious problem with alcohol on the next Family Matters. Do stick with us. Hi, I'm Graham Schnell for Family Matters, where we offer practical advice from Focus on the Family. We received this cry for help from a husband and father recently. He asks, "Do you have any assistance to offer someone who seriously wants to stop drinking? Where do I find the professional help I need? I'm desperate to overcome my problem with alcohol, but hard experience has convinced me that I can't beat this addiction on my own. Now my wife is threatening to take our children and leave, and to make matters worse, I just got a warning from my employer about missing too much work. What should I do?" You've already taken the most important step toward change by admitting that you need help with your addiction. No one sets a goal of becoming addicted to a substance. Addiction happens over time. It's powerful and deceptive in its nature, and it ravages the lives of men, women, and teens all over the world. It's a non-discriminatory, progressive disorder of the body, mind, and spirit. When it reaches the point you've described, additional assistance is needed. Help is available through a multitude of resources, ranging from support groups to outpatient treatment to inpatient programs. They can offer encouragement to you and your family. Addiction isolates people spiritually, emotionally, and socially. If you're ever to move beyond this stifling isolation, it will be because you intentionally choose to do so. We encourage you to begin your recovery journey by identifying the nearest support group that deals with alcoholism or addictive behaviors. One such program is Alcoholics Anonymous, or AA. Their 12-step program is a fellowship of people who understand and offer support and guidance from their own experiences and offer solid hope to individuals who seek to change. To find a local meeting, visit their website at aasouthafrica.org.za. For help in the recovery process that is biblically based, the National Association of Christians in Recovery offers study materials and resources from a Christian perspective. Their website address is nacr.org. If you are unsure what level of care you need, we recommend that you contact a licensed chemical dependency treatment program near you to schedule an evaluation with a certified or licensed addictions professional. The outcome will help you determine the next step. Generally, it's a referral to either intensive outpatient or inpatient care. While the thought of taking that step may seem drastic and intimidating to you, we strongly encourage you to follow through on their recommendations. Your life is too precious to gamble with, and trying to overcome addiction without outside help is difficult. Getting treatment is a crucial decision and the beginning of change. However, treatment is just the beginning. After treatment, the stresses of living sober can quickly lead to a relapse. A strong aftercare program, such as Thriving Recovery, where relapse prevention techniques and skills are taught, can help. Finally, you may be feeling overwhelmed by so much information and simply want to talk with someone. Focus on the Family offers a compassionate voice to people in need. If you feel it would be helpful, please call our counseling department on 031-716-3300 or log on to safamily.co.za and click on the counseling link. Our licensed counselors can also help you find a qualified therapist in your area who can assist you and your family in your efforts to move forward. In closing, we want to remind you that God loves you and is waiting for you to ask for His help as well. In Psalm 18:16, we read, "He reached down from on high and rescued me from my powerful enemy, from my foes who were too strong for me, because he delighted in me." Our prayer is that you will find the help that you need. May God bless you in your new journey. This program was produced by Focus on the Family. I'm Graham Schnell, inviting you to join us again for the next edition of Family Matters.